anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Aye, here we go. Kia ora, Sam.
Morena. How's it going, Geneva?
Very well, thank you.
This week we're looking at a very cool album from Outkast.
Yay.
It's their third studio album from the Atlanta rap duo. It's called Equimini. It was released in 1998, which means it's turning 20 years old.
Cool.
So just a bit of background, I guess, firstly about what was happening with Outkast at this time. So by 1998, Outkast had pretty much risen to be one of the prominent members of the Southern hip-hop scene, which was largely based in Atlanta. They'd released two successful albums, Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music, of course, and 80 Aliens. And they'd won Most Promising Hip-Hop Artist at the Source Awards. So with that, they had more money coming in to record this album, and that afforded them the luxury to kind of basically live in the studio, take their time with this project, which they did. They spent a year or so in the studio recording this album. Andre 3000 took on most of the production duties, while Big Boy focused more on writing the hooks and the lyrics. They also had an army of people help them record this album, including lots of vocalists, a full band, also their usual production collaborators, Organized Noize, who were responsible for most of what was coming out of Atlanta and the Southern scene in terms of rap and R&B music at the time. Sound-wise, in terms of this album, they kind of expanded on their sound a bit on this record from their previous record, which their previous record, 80 Aliens, that took on sort of an outer space theme. This album here was very experimental, had sort of a wider palette of styles, a lot more musical ideas. You've got those space themes continuing, of course, but you've also got the realities of urban life. You've got psychedelic influences, and obviously funk and soul as well. The other theme that came across strongly on this record was the kind of differing personalities between Big Boy and Andre 3000. Which incidentally led to the album being named Equimini, which is a combination of their star signs, Aquarius and Gemini. And this comes across in the lyrics as well, with sort of Big Boy being the kind of player and Andre being like the poet kind of thing. Big Boy tended to cover more sort of conventional themes such as urban living, while Andre 3000, he was kind of focused more on those kind of spacey, wacky kind of themes
so
in the lyrics.
So is Big Boy the Gemini? And Andre's the Aquarius?
I think that's correct. I could be wrong. Someone's probably going to text in and correct me.
Yeah, text in 53995. You're not going to get a prize, but you will have more knowledge than us.
And you'll be on the air.
Credibility.
But yeah, please text in. I'd love to know that, actually. But anyway, we're going to start with a song. It's track number 3 on the album. It's called Rosa Parks. And this was the first single released from the record. And the song obviously is the name of the song anyway. It's about famous civil rights activist Rosa Parks, who obviously famously refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white person. And that kicked off a lot of protest activity and bus boycotts in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. And she actually sued Outkast over the song for misappropriating her name. And they eventually settled in 2005.
Do you know that her house is now in Europe? Like, they kept her house in storage because it was going to get demolished, and an artist purchased it, and I think it's, I can't remember if it's either in Amsterdam or Germany, but it's set up as a monument to her, and what she did is, like, the main catalyst for the, one of the main catalysts, sorry, for the civil rights movement.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm.
And she sadly died just after they managed to settle their differences, so that's pretty sad as well.
Type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos for these playoffs. Thought we was amps and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Grey Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya, bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkers. Boy, you signed a silly thing. My room is sitting pretty, doing donuts while you suckers like them suckers around titties. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down, but us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say,
push that force, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna go and slump with us? We the type of people make the club get crunk. Say, push that force, everybody stimulate, then activate the left and right brain. Say, baby boy, you only funk it at your last cut. You focus on the past, your ass will be your has what. That's one to live by, or either that's one to die to. I try to just throw it at you, determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you, cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit, sad and it's costly, but that's all shit. Wrote, and I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up Shit's Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn their crown. But until then, hey,
push that pull, everybody move to the back, take the pull. Stupid on the ball and slow big pulls. We the type of people make the club get cool. Say, push that pull, everybody move to the back, take the pull. Stupid on the ball and slow big pulls. We the type of people make the club get cool.
Kia ora koutou mai. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums for Sam Smith, looking at a queer my but Outcast. And you're tuned into... Oh, sorry. There.
This is Major Ray.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes. I don't know how to press buttons, but my name is Geneva and this is Morning Glory.
So that was Rosa Parks. Very groovy track, that one. And the next track we're going to play is track number 9, and this was the third and final single released from the record. It's called The Art of Storytelling Part 1. And the title of this track, it's a reference to the classic Wu-Tang song, The Mystery of Chess Boxing. And the song is very typical of the sound of this album, very spacey, very atmospheric. Enjoy.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name is Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging a hole down, never said I paid her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from College Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Save with the snake and eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted the sex to hold up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now,
it's like that now. You better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now.
Now
Texas crew had a partner named Sasha. Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb, and despite all of the bullshit, we on our back staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I say, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eyes. I could've died. Time went on, I got grown. Rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find Lil Sasha was gone. Her mama said she was a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later, she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hump up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats on clear my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hump about your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now.
Indeed.
Wow. So something that I've noticed is that I'm kind of have to catch for like the little skits at the end.
Yeah.
So throughout the album, there's these skits, and do you want to tell the listeners about it?
Yeah. There's a lot of these songs have like little skits at the end of them, because with a lot of hip hop albums, they usually have skits at the beginning of tracks a lot of the time, or actual tracks are just skits in their entirety. But on this record, it's kind of interesting that they kind of threw these little cheeky skits on at the end of a lot of their songs.
It's quite interesting. So we're just going to go to an ad break, and then we'll be back soon with more. Well, with the last installment of anniversary albums.
I'm epic, but I'm not a poem. I'm righteous, but I'm no hero. Oh. And I rock, but something geology. What am I?
Something? Huh? What?
No! I was AUSA Battle of the Bands. Obviously.
Obviously.
Auckland Uni's most powerful musical acts, the ultimate showdown. AUSA Battle of the Bands. Witness the best of the best at the grand final, September 13th at Shadows. Find out more at ausa.org.nz/battle.
Voulez-vous après ski avec moi?
J'adore la gondola.
Et la bloody breathtaking views.
Oui, trop de gnarly powder run, say.
Ugh.
Huh? Never mind. Want to head back and grab a drink?
Sweet.
A little bit of the south of France in the South Island. Cadrona has something for the whole crew, from non-skiers to seasoned shredders, plus the very best in après-ski. Wide open slopes, incredible views, and an easy drive from Queenstown or Wanaka, Cadrona Alpine Resort is pure gold. Plan your next trip, go to cadrona.com.
You enter the room. Immediately you are aware of the presence of the other. Their being, that they are, is a challenge to you. They see you. In their gaze, you see yourself, reflected as object. You are dominated, or you dominate.
Submit yourself to the Monday 1-4 with Penny. Sounds from now and the shimmering hits from our alternative past. The 1-4 with Penny. This afternoon, only on 95 BFM. There is only this choice.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith and Morning Glory.
Hello.
Yeah, we're looking at a Queer Am I from Outkast.
Yeah, so let's just talk about the reception this album received and its legacy. So the album did very well commercially and critically. It reached number 2 in the Billboard charts. It was met with wide accolades. AllMusic called it a stroke of genius. The LA Times called it an intelligent hip-hop record. And critics were very impressed with the diversity on display, the experimentation on the record. The reception this album received meant that this was kind of Outkast's moment where they kind of became, I don't know, kind of the best duo in rap music at the time. It was pretty much the moment they arrived. And it's since gone on to be hailed as arguably their best album, and certainly one of the best rap albums of all time, and indeed from the 90s. A Rolling Stone magazine voted it the 11th best album of the 90s. Hip Hop Connection voted it the 11th best rap album of all time. And since its release, of course, they went on and continued the success with three more albums, culminating in a Grammy win for Album of the Year in 2003. And they've largely been inactive since then, of course. They haven't released any new music since 2006, and only occasional live appearances. Big Boy, he's gone on to have a solo career, and also he operates a dog kennel business called Pitfall Kennels that specializes in breeding French bulldogs. It's pretty funny. If you go to his Instagram, he's constantly posting pictures of bulldogs. It's pretty cute.
Oh yeah, and for those of you who are curious about who's the Gemini and who's the Aquarius.
Very important question.
Andre 3000 is the Gemini. So there.
There you go. And he's also gone on, Andre, to be kind of into fashion. And he's also appeared in films. He was on the Jimi Hendrix biopic, of course, as Jimi Hendrix. And he still features occasionally on a lot of people's tracks, but he hasn't released a solo album. A lot of people want him to, but he's kind of holding off on that. But anyway, we're going to finish with track number 12 and one of Outkast's best-known and well-loved songs, Spotty Oddy Dopalicious. Love that title. And this is kind of like a slow jazz funk jam.
Spotty Oddy Dopalicious.
And of course, the horn part of the song, very famously sampled by Beyonce on her 2016 album Lemonade.
Oh, true. Okay, well, thank you very much. See you next week, Sam.
See you. Bye.
Gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ swear not all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all I doze? Loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right. But it all blends perfectly, let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield just won the fight. But in actuality,
It's on about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Spodey, Odey, Dopealicious Angel. I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on nap ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding a nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Go on and marinate on that for a minute.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.